This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
Everyone, and welcome to Cosmos and the City, the Sex and the City podcast. Brum, brum, brum. My name is Megan McKeever, and I'll be your host slash drinking buddy for the next hour or so. Now, for those of you listening for the first time, we're going to watch through the entire series of Sex and the City, and each week I'll have a brand new guest to join me. So this week, we have an amazing guest for you, Beth Rowe, and we're going to watch Season 2, Episode 15, entitled Shortcomings. So if you like what you hear and want to show us some love, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook, both at Cosmos and the City, or on Twitter at CATC Podcast. And if you haven't done so already, please go like, rate, and subscribe. It really allows our podcast to grow. And if you have any other thoughts, opinions, ideas, whatever, you can email us at cosmosinthecity@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from all of you. So have you guys ever been to Las Vegas? I've actually never been to Las Vegas, but there's this cool website called Vegas.com, and Vegas.com offers the best package deals on Las Vegas vacations with more than 400 airlines from 1,700 departure cities plus world-class Vegas resorts. And they can help you create a great vacation package for the best price. And booking your flight and hotel room together can help you save on the entire package. So again, go to Vegas.com where you can find the best deals on hotels and trips to Vegas. And listeners will save even more by going to BoardwalkAudio.com/Vegas. This show is brought to you by Boardwalk Audio, and they've got a lot of other cool podcasts. So go head over to BoardwalkAudio.com to check them out. And if you like the show and want to support it, the best way to do so is by shopping. Just go to BoardwalkAudio.com/Cosmos, click on the Amazon logo to the left, and start shopping. And we'll also put a link in the show notes. All right, enjoy the show, everybody. Cheers. All right, well, welcome.
Hello.
Hello to another episode of Cosmos and the City, the Sex and the City podcast. Today we're talking about Season 2, Episode 15, entitled Shortcomings. And today I have Beth Rowe.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Great.
Wonderful.
So, Beth, tell us about yourself.
I am from Cape Cod.
Oh.
I've been in LA for almost 9 years. I'm an actor, writer, and I have my own podcast and show. It's an all-female show, and then we record it, and then we do interviews. So,
what's it called?
It's called Persisters. You can find it on Instagram and iTunes at Persisters LA on Instagram and Persisters Live Show and Podcast on iTunes.
Great, and we'll also put a link in the show notes.
Great, amazing. Yeah. But yeah, that's that. It's really nice. It's very strange and nice to be on the other end of the receiving end of a podcast or awesome. Just not asking all the questions.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I hope you will say things.
I'll ask so many questions. Eventually, I'll turn it around. It'll be great.
Cool. Well, what is your background with Sex and the City?
I watched Sex and the City all through college. One of my roommates had the DVD collection set.
Yes.
And so, and she actually, we studied abroad together in France, and she actually brought it with her in France. So we used to watch a lot of American television while we were abroad, if we had the DVDs. So we would get weed from the street and then watch Sex and the City. And it was amazing.
Weed from the street.
Weed from the street. I mean, I don't know where else one would have purchased it.
It sounds like you just went outside and plucked it like a flower.
Yeah.
Just like, weed, hello.
Just like a street pigeon, but weed. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, was this the whole series already over?
Yes, because it was the big pink set, the big pink all collection, because I didn't have HBO. I didn't start watching Sex and the City until they started putting, was it on TBS, I think?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's, I think, when I first saw episodes when I was younger when it was on TBS.
So did you ever go to Paris in France?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where we were.
Oh, okay.
So we watched that whole bit in France, which was fun.
Did you go to that restaurant?
I don't think so. No, definitely not. Like, no. Yeah, no.
But, did you go to, like, where was it that she dropped all her stuff? Where she, like,
I think
tripped?
It was in Beaumarchais, which is, like, but actually, you know, I don't know. It might have been just been, like, a department store. That's, like, the fancy department store, but
I don't remember what it was. It Louis Vuitton?
It might have, yes, it might have been, like, Louis Vuitton. Something, or like Chanel or something, because she was like, I dropped my Carrie necklace in something.
Yes, I know. I can't remember it. Oh,
I don't
no.
remember. Were you always in love with Sex and the City?
I think I saw bits and pieces of it growing up, like on HBO, like as, you know, they came out.
Yeah.
And then I got really into it in college as well.
Nice.
Yeah. Because I was able to go down to my local Blockbuster and rent them for like $2.
Oh, fun. Yeah.
like a whole season.
Wow.
For $2 for a week.
Well, I think that box set was expensive, right? Like to buy the whole complete collection. So the girls on campus who had it were very popular. So be like, "Oh, I'll hang out with you." It was like the college age version of having like the coolest Barbie stuff.
That is cool. I have a box set, but it's not that one.
Oh, yeah.
My mom bought me one off of eBay.
Nice.
It's like some weird Chinese version of it.
Okay. Real? Is it like a knockoff version?
Yes, it's a total knockoff.
That's so funny.
It's so pretty, though. It comes in like a yellow and purple like box.
Yeah.
Wooden box.
Oh.
Yeah. And then all the DVDs are in like this velvet, you know, thing. And but it's really funny, like on one of the pictures of the four girls on one of the CDs is there's two Charlottes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And they left off Samantha.
Oh, that's so funny. They're like this, it was just like a foreshadowing for the third Sex and the City movie.
Oh my goodness, it's so true. But yeah, I showed Terrence. I was like, Terrence, what do you notice about this CD? He's like, oh, it's. There's two Charlottes.
That's so funny.
Well, let's talk about this episode.
Okay.
So this episode is Shortcomings, and we'll just do a recap of the episode.
I love it.
So it starts out with Miranda working out at the gym.
And then
it's family day.
I would have, the way that it, am I jumping if I
no,
say how
no,
it
no,
ends?
No.
The way that it ends is how I would have handled the first scene.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember I was like at a movie theater with my mom and like there was a kid with their parent and they were buying a ticket and the mother was like, the kid likes to buy the ticket. Now, how much money is it? And my mom and I were late. And my mom was like, that's never appropriate. Like, that's not a teachable moment when there's people waiting in line.
No.
Like, that's never, like, not a good teachable moment. So, like, I always think about that. If, like, someone is like, can my kid? No, I don't have time. It's not going to happen.
They can learn another day.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the first red flag with that dude.
Also, though, that gym was crazy. I've never been to a gym where kids were running rampant.
Also, like, family hour or family day? What was it? I can't remember if it was like family.
I think it was family day.
Then like don't go to the gym on that day, Miranda. Like
right.
That's not for you. And also that like she's makes so much money. I feel like she should go to a nicer gym.
Yeah.
New York City Sports Club is like Gold's Gym of New York.
Totally.
So like I don't understand why she wasn't. I don't know if Equinox was a thing then.
I would think so, but maybe not as common.
Yeah.
Maybe they couldn't film there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they were able to film at the New York City Sports Club. In unison.
I dated a guy in New York when I lived there, and he like famously lost 20 pounds at the New York City Sports Club before I started dating him. And so he like always talked about it like it was his special place.
Does he have like five of those t-shirts?
You know what? I don't know. It didn't last long enough for me to find out.
Oh, no.
I should have stayed.
I think I lived in New York for a little bit, and I was able to do like the whole week free thing.
Oh,
at, like, different ones.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
I've broken up with Equinox twice. I've broken my contract with them three times. Yeah, three times, I think.
How expensive is it?
It's expensive. When I lived in New York, I went to college in New York, and then I moved here, and then I went back for like half of a year. And the company I was working for paid for my rent. So I was like, oh, well, then I'll have an Equinox membership, like the kind that you can go to all the different gyms. And it was, I think it was like maybe $200, like not even. But because I wasn't paying rent to be able to, like, for me, it was like to be able to work out and shower in any part of the city was great.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
That is great.
Yeah, that's it.
That's actually, it doesn't seem that expensive compared to like gyms out here in LA.
It's also because like then CrossFit came out and then they're like, it's $250 a month. And it's like fine. Equinox is like a bargain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think.
Or we could just all run outside.
Yeah. That's what I do now.
I'm trying. Same. I just bought a medicine ball. So,
oh, great.
Yeah. But I bought a 12-pound. I should have bought a 10-pound.
Well, I mean, then just be kind to yourself. If it's 12 pounds, just do like three less.
Well, I was like, if I get the 10-pound and then I get used to it really quickly, then it's like, oh, I wish I had bought the 12-pound.
Right.
So
right.
It's really tough right now, but soon.
It's going to be so easy.
So everything will be light as a feather.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the elevator, Miranda meets Roger Cobb.
Which is just the name of a salad.
Yes. And his son, the most annoying child
Terrible.
In the world.
Zero redeeming qualities.
None. And like, he asks her out on a date. But I'm like, why? She's not being cute or charming.
No, she's being mean. And like sometimes, like I think Cynthia Nixon and Miranda can look very beautiful, but like she was like pissy and had just worked out and was like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know why he asked her out.
Yeah. There was no, yeah.
And even he wasn't saying cute things. He's like, Miranda. Oh, it sounds like the name of a princess.
Which, yeah, that's a stupid line. Yeah, I hate this guy. Hated this guy from the beginning. It was terrible.
But she stays in the elevator, ends up going out with him.
Yes.
Whatever. So then the next scene is like brunch time with the girls, eating brunch. And I noticed it was brunch because they had eggs on their plate with
Dead
salad.
Dead giveaway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Salad and eggs is brunch.
Yeah.
Right?
Potatoes and eggs is breakfast.
Yes.
Or just eggs is breakfast. Yeah.
You got it.
Yep. That's it. It's the science.
And yeah, so Miranda's like telling them about the guy, like, and they're all giving their two cents about dating divorced men and baggage and men with children. And
now all of my friends, well, actually, my mother and her two sisters all married men that had been previously married, and they are all still with their husbands. They're all second wives. So there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
They, like, if you're marrying someone who's already been married before, it's almost like a guarantee they won't fuck this up. Can I say fuck? Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No, it's okay.
Great. Wasn't sure.
Thanks for asking.
I know you have, there may be children watching, listening.
I hope not. Children don't watch this or listen. What are we? Are we streaming right
Multimedia.
Now?
Multimedia. Who knows?
Yeah. So Charlotte brings up her brother, Wesley of Wesley and Leslie. Leslie.
That don't work at Nestle.
Don't work at Nestle. This brother that we never see again.
And like the fact that they're so close and he lives in Connecticut and they've never met him is so strange. But then we never meet any of Carrie's family. I realized this at the end. Like, and she doesn't even talk about a single member of her family.
Well, she does talk about her dad.
Really?
Yes. It's in like season 5 or 6.
That's
when she's working
knowledge.
At Vogue.
Oh.
And that before Candace Bergen.
Yeah.
Is her boss, is that other guy. And he like is trying to help her and like mentor her and then starts hitting on her. And she gives him like a little speech about, well, my dad left me when I was a little kid, so.
Oh, then that makes sense that she doesn't like talking about her family.
Yeah, but yeah, where's her mom?
Who knows?
Which is weird though, because in the Carrie Diaries, which is like a prequel.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I supposed to watch it before I came on? I'm so sorry.
No, it just doesn't make sense because like the main parent in that show is the dad.
Got it.
So it doesn't make any sense. Like Carrie Diaries people. Did you not see Sex and the City before you wrote this?
That's weird.
Anyway, a little complaint there. Yeah, so Wesley and Leslie, they're getting divorced.
Yeah. And he's coming to visit.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Yeah. And Charlotte tries to cheer him up with muffins.
Mm-hmm. But he wants a dry martini.
He's like, where's the vodka? And you call yourself a wasp.
Yes.
Can you explain what a wasp is? Do you know what that term means?
Yes. It means a white Anglican something princess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, like it's,
I've been identified by many a people as a wasp.
It's an acronym.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. A white Anglo-Saxon S, I forget what, like maybe I don't know what, then princess. Yeah.
Suburban princess? That sounds about right.
It's like the Anglican Catholic version of like a Jap.
Interesting.
Like a Jewish American princess. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going to be like, I don't know what that means either. I don't know what this stuff means. Okay. Good to know.
It's so funny because I throw that term around so much and I sometimes get looks like, And then I don't. It's because I don't know what the S stands for.
Well,
so I'm not a great wasp.
I don't think you are. Are you one?
There are elements of myself that very much are, but I don't think I identify fully as one.
Do you have vodka in your freezer?
I did up until like last month, but I think it was just there for a long time. I'm not a big vodka drinker, so.
Well, then, yeah, you're not a wasp, according to Wesley.
Great.
Wesley and Leslie. Okay, so Carrie is dating Vaughn Wiesel.
A.K.A. Justin Theroux.
Yes, and it's the second time we've seen him on the series.
When does he show up the first time?
In the first season in the episode, The Monogamists.
Oh, because I knew he was in 2, but I didn't remember which one he was in.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like the first season, and now he's in the second season. They didn't even have a season between.
Did they change his name, or was it just like he just like was in it to be like a person? It wasn't like a character.
No, so in the first episode he was in, he played a writer. He played a writer named Jared.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Like there aren't enough actors in New York for you to just find a different actor.
I know. And Sex and the City does it all the time. There's more that are coming out.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned.
That's crazy.
But he didn't have a huge part, I guess, in that first.
Valerie Harper had a larger part.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Vaughn has a little problem in the bedroom.
Yes. With premature
ejaculation.
Yes. He did a good job, I think, acting that.
Oh, you know from experience?
No. No. Not that. A lot of other weird things, but not that specific one.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, that was, it's unfortunate. I think it's like, but there's the different versions of that problem yes. with like other kinds of problems, you know, that like women don't necessarily deal with the same way of like the performance aspect of it, like being very much like that. So do you know what I mean? I'm being very clear.
Well, yeah, I guess in my experience, I think it depends on how the guy plays it off. Yeah. You know, he seemed very embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, he's embarrassed, so now I'm embarrassed, so let's just move on.
If you have an issue like that and you're a man, your responsibility is to make the other person feel like not uncomfortable, comfortable and okay, and then just be a very giving lover. And he wasn't able to do that.
No.
And I think it's because he was too successful in writing and he grew up with too much money.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
I think you're right.
Like any other man would be like, let me take care of your business because I'm already done and I don't want this to be a miserable experience for you. But he was just like, this is going to be a miserable experience for you.
Yeah, no, there's this one guy from my past that it happened. And he was like, oh, it happens sometimes, whatever.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, yeah. Like he wasn't embarrassed about it at all. He was just like, oh yeah, that happens. Like, wow. Let's just move on. You know, he was just like, whatever, it's a thing, you know. And he was just like cool about it. And I was like, oh, well, if he's cool, but yeah, like it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right? Think, you know.
Things don't work sometimes. Like I think that I experienced more of not being able to become erect.
Right.
And that was like a thing that like some people have issues with. And that's
like Trey McDougal.
Yes, like Trey McDougal.
From Sex and the City.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's just, but you know, I think it really just depends on how they handle it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Some handle it like with like an adult conversation.
Yeah.
And some throw a blanket over their head and cry. I'm just giving, just like maybe, you know.
But I'm surprised that like Carrie, I guess she just really likes him. And I do see that there's some kind of chemistry there.
Yeah.
But they go to meet his family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where she like really
gets in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah. Because they're wonderful.
In love with them. And the mother, Wallace.
Valerie Harper.
Yes. Valerie Harper.
Rhoda. From the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Delightful.
And yeah, they just have this great big family that apparently none of them have jobs.
None of them have jobs, but also I would love to go, I would stay in the relationship for the smoked salmon.
Oh, yeah. Like all the time, they just have smoked salmon.
Yeah. And cream cheese.
And bagels.
But also, how are they not massive? Because they have so many bagels all the time.
Well, Franny, the sister.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she looks like she works out all the time.
Yes.
Because they really played up that whole, like, typical lesbian.
They really did. They were like, let's make sure it's very clear that she's a lesbian. She works out at the New York City Sports Club.
But, like, her first, what's up? I was like, really?
Yeah.
Sup?
What's up, Darren Star?
Oh, man. Great. So, yeah, Carrie's dealing with that. Charlotte decides to get her brother that martini.
Yes.
She takes him out. Mm-hmm. She invites Carrie to meet them there.
Yes.
And Carrie brings
Samantha. What's very weird about this episode is the woman I went to college with, who I watched the video, like all of Sex and the City with at school in New York and then in France, is that after we graduated college, she slept with my brother and we haven't been friends since.
Oh.
So I think like the thing when I watched it, I was like, oh my God, Charlotte was able to forgive her so quickly. And for me, it's been 9 years and I just can't. So I don't know what that's about.
Like, does she live far away?
Yeah.
Okay.
There were other issues.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. She's also married now.
Okay.
So I've heard.
That's good.
Yeah.
I feel like it seems like maybe you have forgiven her. You just didn't.
I think I've forgiven her. I just like kind of lost interest in being her friend because things like that happen frequently.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. I'm, you know, you get rid of toxic people as you get older. And I feel like I did.
Yeah.
But I still remember our times watching Sex and the City, and it's fun.
Now, did you watch that episode after she had already done it?
I mean, I definitely watched it before, but I didn't really think about it until when I watched this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But also, like, he's still married, right? But also, he was in a sexless marriage.
Right, but he's still technically married.
And also, like, there was no... Also, I'm on Charlotte's side because there was no conversation with either of them if that would be okay with her. So I don't think that she had to apologize.
I see that.
Like, Samantha should have said, like, is it okay if I have sex with your brother who is still married? And he should have said, is it okay if I have sex with your friend? And she probably would have said, no, I'd rather you not. But maybe she could introduce you to somebody else in New York City that you could have sex with outside of my apartment.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that. It was kind of, they just blindsided her, you know, and then got mad at her when she got upset.
Which is not fair.
No.
Yeah.
And then she made muffins.
Yeah. And Samantha should have made her muffins or martinis as an apology or gotten her vodka so she could keep it in her freezer like a real wasp.
I guess if maybe Charlotte, instead of her yelling and getting mad, had just explained it like calmly and...
Yeah, because then she slut shames Samantha. But also like that cannot be the first time somebody has done that to her. Because it's like, Samantha, yeah, sexual liberation is wonderful, but at this, like, also sometimes it hurts people.
Right.
And I think that's, like, where Charlotte's anger came from, but she said the wrong things.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not personal.
Where are we at?
Oh, they went out. They had the fight.
Miranda and Roger.
Oh, yeah.
They're, like, hanging out. They go take a walk. The kid is a brat.
Hits her in the head.
Yeah, with a stick?
Yeah. He's a real shitty kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finds a salamander and, like, shoves it in her face.
Yeah.
And the dad's just like, oh, that kid.
Want to have dinner with me tonight? I like being married, having someone to come home to. Which also, like, to me, was like, well, she works a lot. So how do you know she'd just be waiting for you? This guy really sucks. He really, really sucked. And his kid really, really sucked.
Yeah, so I'm actually really glad that she slammed the door on that kid.
He deserved it.
Yes.
Yeah.
He knew she was in there.
You think so?
Yeah. I think he did it on purpose.
Mm. Just wanted to see a naked lady.
Yeah, he just wanted to be a brat.
Yeah.
Well, I think it worked out in everybody's favor.
I think so, too. Yeah.
He got stitches.
And
she got to be dumped or whatever.
Yeah, she got to walk out. That's so weird. Like, having to, like, get dumped in a towel would really suck.
Oh, speaking of that. I don't know. This is a weird segue. But back to, so when Charlotte confronts Samantha about sleeping with her brother, she's like wearing like a Duke t-shirt.
The one he was wearing in the first scene.
That's right. And she like leaves.
Quick change.
Super quick.
Yeah. There were some continuity issues with that. Like she like walked in and then did a Superman change and walked out. Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'd ever really noticed that before till today. I was just like, whoa, that was like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And she's wearing her dress that she wore the night before, jewelry,
yeah.
shoes.
Yeah.
She's out the door.
Yeah. That was a bad look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Whoever directed that episode, shame, shame.
Well, I guess they just, you know, editing, they needed to get yeah. through it.
Yeah. I would have rather her, like, had the dress on her arm and, like, took the shirt out. That
yes.
would have been better.
Yeah.
That's why there need to be more female directors.
That is true. That is true. Yeah. So, Miranda, towel, walking away. So, Carrie and Vaughn, they're still trying to have sex.
Yeah. It's really not working.
But she's like, I love the family, though.
Yeah. She's like, let's take it slow. Let's talk about it.
And he turns.
It's mad. He becomes really mean and nasty.
Which is another shortcoming.
Yeah. Another. Yeah, exactly.
It's all about shortcomings.
They're good with themes, Sex and the City.
They are.
They're very good with themes. Yeah.
They are. Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about this. Carrie has lunch with the mom.
Yeah.
Seems a little soon.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Well, she was doing, to be fair, she was going to do her next column on the topic about her documentary film.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to read that column.
about genital mutilation.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I yeah. No thanks. Yeah, but it's like they, I hope if like Sex and the City was like, wasn't a TV show, I'd like to think they were still friends.
Yeah, I think so. I hope they are too.
Yeah, because she was cool.
It seems like Carrie has this whole like slew of friends.
Yeah.
That we just never see again.
It's hard sometimes for me to realize that it's not real. You know, like it's like, oh, what is that? That world doesn't exist. Okay, that's fine. But to me, I think it does. I'm fine.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, it does exist.
Yeah.
You know.
And they had coffee and lunch again. They had to.
Yeah. They go get bagels.
Yeah.
They talk about. I mean, if Carrie's not dating Vaughn, though, what are they talking about?
Sex with other people.
Yeah.
I guess.
Writing.
Yeah.
Books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's just an older woman.
Yeah.
That she's like friends with.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah. They definitely were still friends.
But yeah, it's when Carrie's just like, I really, what did she say? Like, I really like you. Just wanted you to know that or something like that.
Yeah. It's sweet.
Yeah. They're like on a date.
Yeah. It did feel like they were like at the end. She's like, well, will you go out with me then? No. And Rick was like, well, if you're not going to date my son, maybe you'll date me.
Like, well, what happens when you start dating another guy? Not going to have a mother like me.
It's so true. Do you like your boyfriend's mother?
So... Terrence's dad has a girlfriend.
Got it.
And they've been dating for like several years. So I've met Marlene multiple times.
Got it.
And she's great.
That's good.
Yeah. She's a New Yorker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is
Actually, she has a great apartment.
Really? Yeah. Where does she live?
Upper East Side.
Nice.
Like near the park.
Okay.
Not like you can't see the park.
But it's near it.
It's near it. But she has like a 2-bedroom in a building. There's like a doorman. But great. She's been living there for like 30 years.
Yeah.
But she has like a view. Like you can, and not, and when I say view, because his dad, Terrence's dad was like, well, it's not really a view. I was like, I can see the sky. Okay.
That's a view.
Like I'm not looking at a brick wall.
Sure.
You know, like I can see other buildings and parts of the sky. Like that's. I consider that a view.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, she's great.
That's great.
What about you?
I really like Peter's mother. She is very kind. she wants to buy me things all the time, and it makes me very uncomfortable.
Oh.
But in, like, she comes from a nice place. Like, when she was visiting last time, we went to the Glendale...
The Galleria?
Americana? The Americana, okay. the Grove-like one.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, let's go into Lululemon. Let me buy you some Lululemon pants. And I was like, you don't have to do that. And she was like, no, but I want to. And I was like, please don't do that. Like, she had already taken us to Costco and given and, like, bought us more things than I was comfortable. The more things than my mother had ever purchased for me in all of my years in college. And I was like, I can't accept. I'm so sorry. And please don't. But she's very sweet.
Terrence's dad is kind of like that for, like, Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, you guys don't have a bar cart? You got to get a bar cart. And then, like, so he,
what,
like...
What is that? Oh, bar cart. Oh, yeah, bar cart. Yeah, that's so nice.
He's like, you don't have a bar... Because he's really into, like, mixed drinks and martinis, sure, and barware and things like that. And, you know, we just don't have that stuff because... You just didn't have it. So, like, yeah, one Christmas he's like, took us to, like, get a bar cart, and then he had to stock the bar, right? And then Christmas Day he gave me all these boxes, and I opened it up. It's just, like, you know, like, glasses and martini glasses and wine glasses. And
so you had to start a podcast about cocktails.
Yeah, so I had to, right? I had all this stuff now.
That's so funny.
So I did accept that stuff.
Yeah. Obviously. That was good.
But no, he'll never take me to Lululemon. So.
You're so lucky.
Oh, that's funny. You know, I used to think it was Lululemon.
Because you're a posh lady. It makes sense.
No, but I have a really good reason why.
Yeah.
Because I went to school with this girl, and her last name was spelled... Lemon.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't pronounce it lemon.
It's Limon.
It's Limon.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, when I saw Lululemon, I was like, oh, Lululemon, okay.
I wonder if, like, is it that, but then you went to the grocery store and you're like, I should get a Limon. I should. That she gets called Lemon all day long, every day of her life. She probably gets called. And if she doesn't have an accent over the O, then she's like,
yeah,
Lemon. It's Lemon. It's like, shut up. It's Lemon.
It's just like my last name. It's McKeever, but everyone calls it McKeever.
McKeever. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine.
Do you always correct people, or are you just like, whatever now?
No, I don't care anymore.
Okay, I think that's like the way you eventually just have to go.
Yeah. I've thought about just, like, changing the spelling of it.
Yeah.
Just so it is MacGyver,
yeah,
or McKeever, or however I want people to say it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a thing, too. You know.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Not you.
No. Not anymore. Who are we talking about?
Oh, the mother, the relationship with
yes,
his mom.
The mom.
Valerie.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is the only... Well, we meet Big's mom.
We do?
Yeah.
When?
Because he takes her to church. In the first season.
And then you never see Big's mother again. Not at their weddings.
No.
That's funny.
His wedding.
She probably died.
Probably.
You know, at least somebody that actress was probably like, I am around and available for that movie, please.
And I think you saw Aiden's parents, but you didn't meet them.
Oh.
Like, there's that episode where Aiden's parents come to town, but you just see them, like, waving, like, through a glass.
Yeah.
Storefront.
That's so funny.
But yeah, are there, I think that's it. So this is really the only parental unit we see Carrie get close to.
Got it.
So it's interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Let's just end everybody's story. So Miranda obviously walks out on that guy.
Yes.
That guy's a jerk. I mean, his kid was a horror.
Yeah.
Charlotte... makes muffins.
Apologizes.
Apologizes Samantha, even though you're right. She shouldn't have.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wesley gets divorced.
Most definitely.
yeah, he hadn't had sex in 2 years.
It's a long time.
Yeah. So even though, I mean, yeah, no, it's still no excuse. He should have waited.
But also, like, how dumb is he to be like, you know, I didn't even realize till after I had sex. I talked to the priest and I had sex with Samantha. And I was like, oh my God, I haven't had sex in 2 years. And that's a problem for me. Like, you knew that.
I don't think Wesley and Leslie are like the smartest.
No.
Like, people.
not a good look for Duke.
No. No. And I'm from North Carolina.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So when I saw that t-shirt, I was like, oh, a connection.
It's for you.
It's for me. Let's see. And then Carrie.
Yeah.
Has a breakup with Wallace.
Yeah.
And she doesn't break out with Vaughn.
No, she just walks out because he's a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like the damn scallion cream cheese.
Yeah, freaking out because he's got an early penis.
Very early.
Very early.
I did like the dad, though, too.
Yeah,
Duncan.
He was great.
He was so cool.
He was on the NCIS forever, right?
I think so.
Yeah, one of those shows where he was like, he played, it was Ducky, yeah, on NCIS. Is that show, I don't even know if that show's still on or not. I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm sure some form of it is.
But he was like, the cause of the body is the murders because the oxygen from the, you know, you get what I mean.
He probably got the gig because wasn't Chris Noth on NCIS?
On one, I think he was on CSI.
Oh, I get
no.
What? I should know
Law
this.
Law and Order?
Law and Order. They all confuse
Criminal
me.
Criminal Intent? Or Law and, you know, one of them. A procedural.
A procedural, yes.
Yeah.
That's what we call
Based
it in the biz, guys.
We're in the entertainment business.
Hello, look at us on a podcast. Yeah, so basically the moral of this episode is your family is who you make it. And Carrie's family is the three other girls.
Yeah. And just be, and if there's a man in your life with shortcomings, cut him loose.
Cut him loose. You yeah. don't need him. You got the girls.
Yeah.
Those are your family. Hey, everyone. There's more Cosmos on the way, but first, a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. All right. So we're going to get into some segments.
Great.
Okay, segment number one today is Hottie of the Week. Hottie of the Week.
Amazing.
So our choices are, we have Roger Cobb.
Yeah.
The guy with the kid. Wesley.
Okay.
From Wesley and Leslie. Vaughn.
Yeah.
Wiesel, Justin Theroux.
Yeah.
And is that it?
And I choose Vaughn's dad.
Yes.
He was my hottie of
Duncan.
The week. Duncan. Duncan. I vote Duncan.
Okay. Let's see. Do I have... Yeah, I agree. He was cute.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And he's also like a fun older man that that at least one of my girlfriends from college I could see having an affair with him. For sure.
Yes. And I think he probably would have.
Oh, most of, and Wallace would have been like, I get it. You have to express yourself sexually in ways that I can't. That's fine.
Bring her over for some bagels.
Yeah. I'm going to fuck Carrie anyways. It's great.
Great. So Duncan is our hottie of the week. It wasn't even a choice.
Sorry.
No, it's great. I love it. The underdog. So now let's discuss some crimes of fashion with our next segment, Who Wore What Why? Who Wore What Why? So any fashion stick out for you?
I really liked Carrie's dress that she ended with, the last scene that
the
she
jersey
got up.
Dress.
Yeah, it was great. Mm-hmm. I also really liked Miranda's outfit in the park on the date with that shitty dad.
I can't remember.
it was like a crop top, like haltery thing.
Yes.
With like earth tones and green. Mm-hmm. I didn't like what she was doing with her bangs, but I did like the outfit. It was very flattering and fun.
Yes. I also liked Carrie's like tie-dyed bohemian look.
Yeah. Yeah. That she met the parents in.
Yes.
She's like, I'm not. Yeah.
I'm not like. Well, yes, I am, but.
I think the thing that I'm saddest the most about having straight hair is like when she was walking up the steps to go meet them, she just like zhuzhed her hair and that was like all she had to do. I would have been like, I need to find a bathroom. I need to freshen my face. I need to like put on some deodorant. I need to check to make sure there's no food in my teeth. I would have had so many more things.
But yeah, she's just a beautiful.
She just goes.
Tigress.
And she's done. Yeah.
Yeah, those are fun. I'm trying to think of anything else.
I really also liked Charlotte's red dress in the scene that she says her brother's coming. I don't know if it was a spaghetti strap dress or just a top, but with her like high pony, it was a cute look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
She pulls up those spaghetti straps very well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Up next, let's discuss some wordplay with pun of the week. Pun of the week.
Great.
Any puns stick out to you?
I don't really know if this would be considered a pun.
It's okay. We take whatever.
But when Wallace, Vaughn's mother, was like, it's funny that he, something about, isn't it funny that and she's referring to his premature ejaculation that he also writes short stories?
Yes.
I liked that.
I think that's a pun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I didn't write down a pun. I just thought it was funny that Samantha said, well, it still doesn't get the cream in the cupcake.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. Yeah. Oh, you still need to park the Cadillac or something like that.
Oh, yeah. She had a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I couldn't write them all down.
So she's like the sergeant of sex. She's like, she just wants to make sure her troops are going in with the right equipment. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And she was like, I'm sorry. I hate being right about this.
She was right. She was absolutely right.
Yeah. She wasted some time on Vaughn.
Yeah. The episode that, that you did with Peter about the guy who she sleeps with who loves sports.
Mm-hmm. Sports night.
Sports night. Yeah. Season 2, episode
14.
Oh, was it last
13,
week?
13.
And Peter got really nervous. He was like, is this what it's like to date me? It's like, kind of, but different. It's different.
Ooh, that's okay.
So sorry. I just hit the table.
Yeah, no, Terrence is the same way.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you a sports person?
No.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Not at all.
Yeah.
Sports night.
Sports night. Sports night.
Yeah, watch that episode, guys. Season 2, episode 13. Let's see. Oh, yeah. So this is a new segment. I can't help but wonder. And every episode, Carrie always starts typing away, and she always says this phrase, I can't help but wonder, blah, 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 why this and why that.
Yeah.
So, anything that you can't help but wonder?
Yeah, because she didn't, there was so much happening in this episode, she didn't have, like, time to work on her column. She didn't have, like, a moment to be, like, to, like, ponder on his premature ejaculation because there was just like so much stuff.
Yeah, they were just going from one thing to the next.
Yeah, I think like every single, yeah. Everybody just had a lot going on in this episode. But I guess it'd be, I can't help but wonder, what was Vaughn's other sister's deal?
Yeah.
And that character was not explored.
Oh, that's a good one.
And also, Franny, her girlfriend is Mirai
Enos.
Yeah, yes. The woman from Starts with a C. The Killing, not C, not a C,
yes.
But The Killing. And then she had that show.
World War Z.
World War Z. And then she had the show on ABC with Peter Krause. Krause or Krause?
Yeah.
I don't know. Which was the where she played like a really like bougie detective.
Yeah, this was probably like one of her first things.
Yeah, for sure. She was very young. I was like, oh, well done. That's a good credit. And we're for like zero lines. She had no lines.
Oh, she had one.
Oh, she, great.
I can't remember what it was, but she did have one because I was looking out for that.
Oh, that's good. Make sure she got paid.
Yeah, she had one little line. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't help but wonder what Zoe did because all we know is Franny was a lesbian and that's it.
Yeah, and just none of them worked during the day.
None.
And finally, we've arrived. You're such a...
You're such a...
So now you get to pick which of the main four characters did you most identify with in this episode?
I think it's obviously Charlotte. Been there, girl.
Yeah.
Been there. Yeah.
But you would not have forgiven Samantha.
I mean, I haven't, but I also wouldn't have apologized because Samantha needed to apologize. And her brother needed to apologize. Who would you be?
Well, question, did your brother ever apologize?
No.
Do you still talk to him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
Well, it's family, right?
Yeah. And yeah. But my brother, I didn't really talk to my brother about it, but my brother also didn't lie to me about it.
He didn't lie. Oh, she lied to you about it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's no good.
Do these usually get this personal?
Sometimes even more so.
Really? Oh, yeah. Well, it is Sex and the City, so that makes sense.
What was I going to say? Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that because family, you know, you're going to side with your brother.
Sure.
Right? You have to because he's family.
Yeah.
But in a way, I feel like Charlotte kind of sees Samantha as her family.
Yeah.
Right? So whether or not she wanted to forgive Samantha, I think she felt she had to because Samantha is her family.
Yeah.
Maybe even more so than
she also said some really mean things to her. So
true.
So I understand why she had to apologize. Also, it helps the series. It's also fake. It's not real.
It's not real. But that's why I like this show because it makes us talk about things that are happening in the real world.
Sure.
And things that have happened in our past that we can relate to with the show.
Definitely.
Yeah. Also, Charlotte and Samantha's relationship throughout the whole series is really interesting.
Yeah, because they're like, they probably wouldn't be friends with each other. I think that none of them would be friends with Samantha if Carrie wasn't friends with Samantha.
Right, she's the glue.
Yeah.
But it is nice to see over the course of the series, they do each have their own friendship
with
each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because Charlotte and Samantha do become very close. And, you know, Samantha and Miranda, you know, they all become.
And also, like, Carrie's a really self-involved friend.
Yes.
So I'm always happy when other people are hanging out.
Yeah.
But, like, when she knocks on that window and she's like, hey, should I come in? And it's like the three of them would not be having lunch if she wasn't available. Like,
well, I don't know. That they do that a couple of times throughout the series.
Oh, and then doesn't it end?
I think it ends that way.
The same way.
Yeah.
As that scene. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Let's see. So you're such a Charlotte.
Yeah. What are you?
I think I might be a Carrie in this episode.
Great. Oh, yeah. You're definitely a Carrie in this one.
Wait, why?
Because of your story.
Which one?
About the premature ejaculation.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I've dealt with, I'm not going to display my
you don't have to.
Background. Actually, I was thinking more of the mom thing.
Oh.
Not with Terrence, but like I've had a past boyfriend where I was like really close with the mom.
Yeah.
To the point where like when I broke up with this guy, like the mom was really upset and like came like to my parents' house like looking for me. She's like, I need to talk to Megan.
That's so funny.
Yeah. I didn't talk to her. I didn't like, break up with her. I just.
You're like, I can't. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah. But we dated for like, you know, 3 years.
Wow. That's a long time.
So more than like a month.
Yeah.
That Carrie dated.
You're a monogamous, just like the guy from the gym.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. No, I am. I'm a serial monogamist.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. I'm okay with it.
I am a serial monogamist, but I haven't been successful at it. I've just, like, wanted to be one for a really long time, but, like, never got the right opportunity.
But now I have it.
Yeah. Now? Yes, I do. Now is good.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm in a relationship now. That's great.
Yeah, he's great.
He's wonderful.
I've met him.
Sports night.
Sports night. Okay, well, yeah. So I'm such a Carrie. You're such a Charlotte. And we've had a great show.
A wonderful show.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's the episode, guys. Thanks so much for listening. And I want to thank a few people that make the show possible. John Fredette for the music. Check him out at johnfredette.com. Beth Rowe, our amazing guest. Terrence Deutsch, producer, and everyone over at Boardwalk Audio. Again, if you like what you hear and want to show us some love, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook, both at Cosmos and the City, or on Twitter at CATC Podcast. And if you haven't done so already, please go like, rate, and subscribe. It really helps us out. And if you have any thoughts, opinions, ideas, let me know. You can email us at cosmosandthecity@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from all of you. All right. Well, thank you so much. We're going to catch you next week. Cheers.
And a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit BoardwalkAudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.